the rest of the... Want to be an evangelist. He wanted to be an evangelist. He was only 25. This was a century ago, but already he had been an art seller, and he had been unsuccessful in love, but more than all of the paintings and all of the words and all of the women, Willem wanted to devote himself to his fellow man and to the Word of God. And so it was this passion that brought young Willem in the spring of 1879 to the coal fields of southern Belgium. And it was there in a little mining town that Willem outlined on the back of a faded envelope the rest of the story. Perhaps it was the young minister's total selflessness that first captured the respect of the miners in that tiny Borinage community. A mine had exploded and scores of the villagers were injured, and nobody fought harder to save them than did he. Day and night, Willem nursed the wounded, fed the hungry, clothed the poor. He even scraped the slag heaps to give his people fuel. And after the rubble was cleared and the dead were buried and the sick were made well, the townspeople turned to the Dutchman who had healed their physical hurts and adopted him as their spiritual leader. Every Sunday they overflowed Willem's services to hear this unassuming man preach the literal Word of God. And then lightning struck. A visiting church official discovered that Willem was living in a simple hut, dressed in an old soldier's coat and trousers made of sacking. And when he asked Willem what he had done with his salary, Willem answered simply that he'd given it to the miners. The church official told Willem that he looked more miserable than the people he taught. Why had he given everything away? Willem asked, wasn't this what Christ had intended for his disciples? Well, the church officials insisted there's such a thing as too literally interpreting the scriptures. So Willem was dismissed from the service of the church that day, and he was devastated. The career which had meant everything was suddenly nothing, and there followed weeks of despair. One afternoon, Willem noticed an old miner. He was bending beneath the enormous weight of a full sack of coal. And in that instant, Willem again felt the desperation of these people and recognized that that desperation would always be his own. Fumbling through his pockets, the Dutchman pulled out a tattered envelope, then a pencil, and he began to sketch. He began to sketch that weary figure which had moved him so. The first drawing was a crude one, but he tried again and again and again. And beginning that day, Willem was to capture for the world the torment and triumph and dignity of the people he loved. If Willem was a failure as a minister, there was now a new passion and a new purpose. And for the people he was not allowed to teach, he was able to reach through art. And in that process, he immortalized them, and they immortalized him. For you see, the end of Willem's career as a clergyman motivated a ministry more monumental than any he had ever dreamed. For the preacher who was not to be became the artist the world would know as Vincent Willem van Gogh. And now you know the rest of the story.